You're listening to SBS News.
It's Sunday morning at a Sikh temple in North Brisbane, and hundreds of worshippers have gathered to give thanks. Outside, four friends are setting up a modest but colourful stall to encourage people to give back and become registered organ donors. One of the men at the stall is Gagandeep Tandon, who says the idea of an organ donation drive started as a way to celebrate the 550th anniversary of the Sikh faith founder Guru Nanak in October.
This is a very important occasion for us, and we want to definitely do something in order to support the whole community. You know, we sat down, we figured out what we need to do, plan out things and all that.
With the help of Donate Life Queensland, Mr. Tandon and his friends set up a stall on the first day of festivities, and the response was overwhelming. Armed with pamphlets, goodies and in-language information, they signed up 250 people in 4 hours, smashing the Donate Life record for the highest number of on-the-spot registrations. And over the 4 days of festivities, that number jumped to nearly 800.
It's a great message, and people, especially people from Sikh community, they're always in that mindset of helping out other people, and they've come in numbers and registered, and we think it was a great success.
His friend Randip Johal says being able to speak to people in language really helped with the sign-up process.
Some of them, they just came new from India, they don't, because English is a second language actually, so they don't know much English, but they said, oh yeah, we thought about that long ago, but we don't know how to do it. Okay, that's the place where you can do it now. So, and they were happy to do it.
1 in 3 Australians are registered donors, despite the majority, nearly 70%, believing that registering is important. The Australian Organ and Tissue Authority's Lucinda Barry says encouraging people from all backgrounds to register for organ donation is important because the more diverse the donors, the greater the chance of transplant access for everyone.
So what we do need is all Australians to think about being a donor. And importantly, some of the best outcomes we get are where you're matched with the same ethnic background person when it comes to being a donor and a transplant recipient.
But Ms. Barry says certain cultural barriers or misconceptions often deter people from signing up. These include communication issues, fears about burial customs, a lack of awareness about how donation works, and cultural taboos, like avoiding discussions on death and dying.
Some communities really have some, I guess, cultural barriers about talking about death and dying. And of course, with organ donation, it's really important that you've had that conversation before you're in that situation. And as well, there are people who may not be actually aware of if their faith supports organ donation. And what I can tell the communities out there is that all of our major faiths in Australia support organ donation.
While the campaign was supposed to be a one-off event during the anniversary celebrations, new donors are still signing up at the temple every weekend. Mr. Johal says giving people face-to-face, in-language information about what organ donation is and how it works means they're keen to get on board.
There's a lot of myths about it, you know, the people, or lack of education, we can say, or lack of information about that. As you said, that's right, actually, a lot of people don't want to talk about the death. But when we talk to the people, when we approach the people, we explain them, you know, what actually it is. So whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen after life. So, oh yeah, then they would, oh, that's fine, yeah. They said, okay, no, that's a good idea, so we're happy to sign up.
One of those people who is happy to sign up is Veerpal Kaur, who just registered at the temple.
I think it's a very good idea, and I think it will save someone's life. So that's why I make my mind to sign up for life donation.
Another newly registered donor, Amandeep Singh, says organ donation aligned perfectly with the Sikh philosophy of sharing and giving.
I think in my community, you don't need to encourage them. They are already, they have that core principle. Only thing is you need to ask them, please do that. Yeah.
Mr. Johal says they're now thinking of how to make the campaign go national.
And we're trying to get more people, not only in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, we've got a huge number of the community over there, so they should start same sort of campaign over there. It's not only for our community, this is the community where we're living in. So we come from somewhere else, but we're living in the one country now. So we're trying to, you know, get together into the one wider community.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.